Welcome to another video from Microsoft Research. I'm in the RISE group. My name is Nicola Tillman, and I've been working on the PEX project for several years now. And today we'll talk about molds, the latest addition to our toolset, and how molds makes it easy to test code. So let's look at a particular example. I have a unit test here. If you have written unit tests before, you will recognize that it has usual attributes on it. And let's look at what it does inside. So it's calling datetime now, and then it's checking whether it's equal to a particular value, and then sometimes it fails. Little bugs that we embedded in a clunky way. So this is really hard to test because time is moving and we cannot fix it. So how do we ever hit this bug in testing? What we really would like to do is to change what datetime now is doing. So it's a static property. We cannot really do it, but what we would like to do is basically this, saying that datetime now should be equal to something else, right? But you see that this is not allowed in C#. So we have a squiggly under the code, and we get an error message. In C# you get static typing, which is good for many things, but in testing it can be annoying. And molds is our solution here. So let's see how molds can make this compile. So I already installed molds that comes with PEX, and what that gives us is that I can add now a new kind of project item. It's called molds and stubs for testing, and I have to give it a name, and the name indicates where the types come from whose behavior I want to change in testing. Datetime comes from a very core system library that is called MS-CoreLib. And let's see if I can type. Yeah. So I put that name in here, and then I click on Add. So what happens now is that a new file is added to our test project. So it shows up here in the project system. And it's an XML file that we see here. So this file says where the code comes from that we want to change in testing. And we could add more filters here in the middle of this XML file to say whether we want to mold all types or just some of them. And what happens is when you save this file, our tool goes and generates mold types and puts them into a DLL. And that has been done now. So we have a new DLL that was also added to the project, and it was also added to the references. Let's use the mold types in this DLL. So I go back to the test code. Mold types come with certain naming conventions. For every type, the mold type starts with the letter M, to keep it separate from the original type. And mold types live in a different namespace that ends in .molds. So I have to add this using statement. Now the code is a little bit better. The squiggly moved over to the right. But there's a problem with now. So datetime now is a property. It could have a getter and a setter. And to distinguish those, we have a naming scheme. And in order to change the getter of datetime now, we have to set a property called nowGet. Okay. Even better, this quickly moved on to the right. Now the next twist is that we cannot just set a return value for this function, but we can in fact attach a delegate that can compute values, assert facts, or just return a value. That's what I do here. Are we done now? Well, almost. Even with our mold types, we couldn't change the behavior of datetime now just by calling something or setting a property. What we also have to do is run the test hosted under our profiler, and using the MS test framework, you do it by attaching this attribute. This will achieve that at runtime, the code gets detoured, and we can actually change the behavior of datetime now in testing. So let's bring our test case into the picture again and run the test. So I click on run the test. And Visual Studio is starting up the test framework. It's pending in progress. And once we come back with the result, we did what we wanted to do. We got the code to fail with our bug. So normally that's impossible, but with molds we made it happen. That was easy. Now go out, download molds and packs, and try it out yourself. And let us know on our forums how you liked it.